Life is a series of wonderful adventures and wonderful miracles and wonderful illuminations, but only if we will open our eyes to it. And we do not open our eyes to life's serious, wonderful adventures and illuminations when we go around with our head in our chest, when we go around with our head on the floor, and so forth, when we go around feeling sorry for ourselves. But life is just filled with great adventures and great excitement for people who are excitable. And you say, well, you don't want to be excitable, do you? Well, here at Instant Illuminations, God Unlimited, University of Healing, here in Capitol, California, with Dr. Robert Byerly, bringing you the Instant Illumination, yes, we do want you to do that. We want you to live in a state of constant excitement, where you're constantly living in harmony, constantly living with peace, as peace, peace in your being. You're constantly living with joy in your heart. You're constantly living abundance. That's not bad, huh? You're constantly living with ideal spirit, mind, and body, every organ, action, function of your body. Now, that does not happen when you, so to speak, sleep on it. Sleep is good, but that doesn't happen when you sleep on it. If someone says to you, you're wonderful, and you say, oh, yeah, you know, and you should say, yes. Someone says, you're whole and perfect. Wow, I'd like to hear that. Tell me more. Why am I whole and perfect? What makes me so whole and perfect? Come, tell me. Why am I whole and perfect?
Because I'm God. I created that way. I like myself.
Yes, but why am I whole and perfect?
You're my reflection.
Ah, my God, that's so good. Yes, that's true. I am the reflection of everybody in this room here, everybody in this world. But I am a strange reflection. I'm a very strange reflection. Because, you see, I am so positively, definitely, strongly me that whoever looks at me doesn't really see themselves. They only see me. And if they are half illumined, then they see me and they're all illumined. If they're half whole and perfect, they look at me and they're all whole and perfect. If they're half wealthy when they look at me, they're all independently wealthy. Now, you say, well, Herb, that's not what you teach. No, that's not what I teach. What I teach is whatever we see is an expression of ourselves. It's a reflection of ourselves. But no one can look at me and not see all of me. No one can look at me and not see all of me. No one can look at me from anywhere in the entire world, even if they're the most fabulous person in the world, and not see me. Because I know who I am, and I am who I am. Now, you say, well, how then is that you are the reflection of what they are? Because I'm the reflection of their highest and their best. I am the reflection of their most ideal self. I am the reflection of their wholeness and their purity and their independent wealth. I'm the reflection of everything that's good. Everybody who looks at me and says, wow, what a great way to live like that guy does. What a great way to do the things that guy does. I like to be like that guy. Well, that's your natural self. That's who you really are. You could not see that in me if it weren't somewhere in you. Maybe it's a little hidden, but it's somewhere in you. And you look at a little kid and you say to the little kid, you're a little kid. And with maturity, like my grandson would say, as he was 3 years old, oh, you have no idea who I am. You have no idea how wonderful I am, how intelligent I am, how brilliant I am. Because I don't show that off in my early years. In my early years, that's my vacation time. When I get a little older, when I'm in my teens or my adult status, then I come off vacation and I apply all the things that I am. But up until that time, I just have fun, be me. And then, you know, having done that all my life, I thought to myself, when I'm an adult, why not continue being myself and having fun? I mean, it works so well as a child. Why not just continue? Why not continue letting the world shower me with all the blessings because I'm so wonderful, because they love me, because I'm a reflection of everything good and beautiful in them? Why not let them just shower me? And so, you see, a lot of people do that. A lot of people do that. What do you think people think of Bill Gates? How would you feel if you had the privilege of giving a gift to Bill Gates? What kind of gift would you give to Bill Gates? Would you give a gift to Bill Gates that you think he needs? Ha! Shake another leg. You would give him a gift of something that you like. Something that you like. Now, Anita, she would probably give Bill Gates one of these Indian flutes that she thinks is so beautiful. And so it's a $95 flute, plus taxes for it. But it's a $95 flute. So here she's giving him a gift worth $100. He is worth billions of dollars. There's no comparison. You couldn't even begin to give him a gift equal to his stature. But you give him a gift of your love, of you. It's what makes you happy. You are a multi-billionaire in giving such a gift. You have the privilege of giving him a gift, and he accepts it. And he says, wow, show me how to play that thing. Hey, that is neat. I love that. Oh, that makes me feel so good. Oh, thank you so much. You do not say, hey, Bill, I gave you a gift. You're going to give me one, you know? Give me a checkbook or a credit card or something like that. And no, you don't even think that. You think you have had the honor of giving something to God, essentially, you know? Mm-hmm. Would you expect God to give you a gift back if you gave God a gift, if God were outside of yourself?
No.
Not hardly. And God inside of yourself, you're always giving that God gifts, and that God, I accept. But you see, that God does not judge. The God inside of us, we give it a gift of dirty words, and it says, I accept. We give it a gift of lovely words that says, I accept. But you see, you're dealing with a different God when you're dealing with Bill Gates. When you're dealing with Bill Gates can only see himself receiving gifts that are lovingly, beautifully given, which are harmonious with Bill Gates' attitude. Now that's an instant illumination. Think about it. Have you ever thought of giving a gift to Bill Gates? What would it mean to you to give it to him? I don't like him. I don't think he's bad. That's not the point. He is a multi-billionaire. He is a man who could buy and sell half the countries of the world if he chose to. Now, wouldn't it be an honor to give him something? Wouldn't it be, I gave Bill Gates a flute. You did? To Bill Gates? To him? Now, what if you said, I gave God a smile today? You gave God a smile today. When did you meet him? Where would you find him? Right inside here. Well, how do you give God a smile right inside yourself? By having tickly tummy, by holding my tummy in both hands and laughing. And you know, God inside of me laughed right back and said, I like that kind of thing. You just keep giving me gifts like that. And you know what I'll give you? I'll give you perfect health, perfect harmony in your life. I'll give you independent wealth. I'll give you all these independent, lovely things that are just natural for you to have. But you got to have a little bit of illumination, a little bit of imagination, a little bit of sparkle in your heart and your life to accept it. And once you start accepting it, that's great. But you know, do you know Bill Gates' address? It doesn't matter. Do you know God's address? Yes, right here. Right here. Now, give the gift you want to give to Bill Gates to God and see what happens. If you give God in you a beautiful flute, what does that mean you are going to do? You're going to learn to play the flute. And everything that you give to God, you're going to learn to enjoy it. Is God perfect health?
Yes.
Are you perfect health?
Yes.
Is God perfect happiness, harmony, peace, joy, everything else I've said? That's who you are. That's who we are. Accept it. Claim it. Enjoy it. Act as though it is so, and it is so. It is so beautiful when we open up our eyes and look within and see the divine. We've had our 3-hour meditation for the entire week of the seminar. And every morning we would say, I'm God. And then the next hour we'd say, well, I can say I'm God. And the next hour we'd say, what does God say to me as I'm listening and waiting for him to talk? God, talk, God, you know, and little by little God talks, but we think it's us talking, and it's really God talking. And if we could listen to that, if we could just pay attention, we would get all sorts of inspirations on everything we want to do and every project we have in our mind. The wisdom would be there for it. And not only the wisdom. What
it's
else?
Done.
Would,
it's done.
Yes, it is done. But what else besides the wisdom would be there?
The creativity. The money.
Yeah, that's true.
Enthusiasm.
The enthusiasm, the joy to do it.
The motivation,
the joy, the enthusiasm to do it. Pooh! And, you know, Paul, what is it that makes you the happiest? Is when you're doing something that makes you happy, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So the enthusiasm that you're sharing when you're doing something that makes you happy. And when Paul goes into his dear friend Sue, and he said, Sue, you are the wonderfulest girl in the world. I like being around you. You just make me feel so happy. That happens to Sue. Bang! I like that guy. He is neat. That's the right man for me to choose for me. That's a good guy. You see? And he was saying it for himself because he looked at that beautiful creature and he says, wow, 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 you know? And this is what life is all about. We create our own illuminations and our own inspirations. And life is wonderful, isn't it?
Yes.
Thank you for joining me this wonderful morning. Actually, it's now 1 o'clock, 2 minutes after 1, here in the high desert on the campus of God Unlimited University Healing in the Absolute Monastery, sitting at the round table of the monks, finishing up a beautiful lunch that stimulated our bodies and made our minds be so happy and so peaceful. I love you. I love you.
I love you. You.